and we get to address stuff around the youth. It is Kaduna Together for Peace, but we try to understand things in the lives of the youth. Negative things happen in the life of the youth, and we try our best to come up with realistic solutions or prefer realistic solutions towards the issues in our state and our country at large. I am Morpheus Mejo Idoku. So last week we started talking about the importance of technology, ICT, information technology, in the life of youth and youth development and capacity building. We had Mr. Oluwajimi Akintude. He was here with us last week and he's still here with us today to continue the conversation. Jimmy, thank you very much for still being here with us today.
Yeah, nice to be here. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so for the benefit of people who weren't part of us last week, Thursday, could you walk us through who Mr. Jimmy is, who the SCAP company that you're the CTO or the COO?
CTO.
Yeah. I know that was one of them. But just walk us through who you are and as well as just give us some insights as to what the SCAP company is all about.
Oh, okay. So once again, thank you guys for having me on. My name is Oluwajimi Aliu Akintunde. I'm the founding partner and CTO, like he stated, of the SCAT Companies. The SCAT Companies is a hybrid VC firm. I know these are strange words.
You'll be breaking it down for us small.
I'll try and break it down.
Please.
So, hybrid in the sense that we do a couple of things. VC, if you look it up on Google, it means venture capital.
Yes.
So what we do is we try and bridge the infrastructure gap when it comes to innovation across underrepresented and emerging markets. So we are currently situated in Kaduna because we feel like it's a key point within the northern region. And what we are trying to do is create an infrastructure as well as a springboard for people bringing innovative solutions around the society by giving them the following: access to finance, which is funding, access to the necessary knowledge they might be lacking, and also situate or be able to create like a talent what's it called, a talent ecosystem for people trying to get into tech also.
So when you talk about creating an ecosystem for people venturing into technology, I'd like to hear from you firsthand. Based on, first of all, I want to ask how long have you guys been up and running, especially here in Kaduna State?
Okay, I think we've been running off referrals since 2019, but we went public in 2022. Going public means we opened up one of the state-of-the-art co-working space, so that gives the youth a place to try and walk out if you have to have meetings and stuff like that. We also launched our Fund One. It's a $10 million Fund One to try and back more people building innovative solutions by writing them average check sizes of about $50,000 for equity. Equity means part ownership, so it's not a loan. And then also started our Talent Academy, where we teach people important tech skills that can help them get access to knowledge and be independent and get all these remote jobs and as well as do a lot for themselves.
You know, you've mentioned quite a number of things, but I'll just try to put everything into one question. How has the SCAP company fared in Kaduna State? And I'm asking from the point where, considering the fact that majority of the people you guys are in contact with are the youth. So what has been the reception level and how have they received the SCAP companies, the ideas and the activities of the SCAP companies? But let's just talk about the youth in Kaduna State for today.
Okay, so the thing is that I feel like, because I'm a youth. I
can't even say. Are you second guessing?
I'm not even talking about it too much. Because I don't know, life is happening and you feel a little bit older as responsibilities pile up. But still,
congratulations to those things.
Yes, thank you. Congratulations to those things. So I'm actually a youth. So I think, and because we have a team that is budding with a lot of youthful people, I think our team age gap is between somewhere around 23 to 30 two, if I'm not mistaken. So we are kind of a youthful bunch. So we understand what it means to unlock or tap into the youth. So we have a lot of downtime activities we do as a company that brings the youth out or brings them to our space. We have something called our downtime activities, our game night, and we get to see at least a minimum of 50 people come out for per edition. I think over the last year till now, we've brought over about 1,000 people to our space. We try and play games, but at the same time, educate them on what we try and do. So the reception has been really great. If you check our community page, you'll see a lot of these faces and people that are not that didn't necessarily know these terms, like I mentioned, PE, VCE, have started to get the grasp of it. They might not necessarily be the people that need this, but at least they might know somebody that needs this. Hence, that awareness is good. And Kaduna State in general has been really good. They have agencies that are really trying as best as possible to make working in the state really good and create an enabling environment. So it's been really good.
Okay. And, so now we will talk about creating enabling environment and giving opportunities to the youth and whatnot. This is from last year till now. How many establishments or how many new businesses from all the activities you guys have put together and that you've listed, how many are up and running now? And beyond technology, are you guys working with people who have ventured into other markets?
Okay, yeah, so that's very interesting. If I look at my meeting calendars from last year, I think we had an activity chat of last year. I think we had over 300 meetings. 300 of these meetings were like really strategic meetings, to a point we have like 50% being strategic, from either people needing advisory services for their business underperforming, to people that wanted us to develop businesses for them, to our accelerator entry. So our accelerator entry is how we get those innovative ideas. They submit it through that, and when it opens up, we vet them and we look at the ones that are really interested in solving problems and decide to back them. So prior to last year, I think we had backed about 8 to 12 highly performing startups within this region. That was off our bootstrap fund, which was our first fund. And since launching the fund, we got over about 300 entries in our accelerator. We screened them downwards, and I think off A22, we backed about 6 startups. We just closed A23. A means accelerator, 23 means the year.
Mm-hmm.
We are vetting this year, and we got at least a very high number of entries also, and we'll be opening up A24 by May, ending of this month, in order to run through January to get more of those entries. So we've seen a lot of innovative ideas. We've tried to provide advisory to a lot of people building things. We have a free feature, because our advisory is paid for, but we have like a 5-minute free feature where we just look at what you're doing and give you one or two tweaks along the line.
Okay.
So yeah, it's been really, I think that was the first question. There was a second part to that question.
Yeah, like beyond technology.
Yes, beyond technology. So there's a word, if you look it up again on Google, sector agnostic. We are sector agnostic. Hmm. Hence, that means we don't say we focus on technology for the part that it's software.
To prove beyond reasonable doubt.
So we don't focus just on software, because a lot of people think about technology and like coding.
So break it down here, because I was getting there. So since you're already there, walk us through these people that you worked with beyond technology, and also the mindset of the youth, or generally people in Kaduna. Yeah. Let me speak for quite a number of people in Kaduna.
Yeah.
When you see tech, the only thing that comes to their mind first of all is coding.
Okay.
So could you elaborate on this as well?
So I think I'll give a general idea on what sector agnostic is, and the fact that we back technology for the core of technology means making a process more simplified or seamless. But a lot of people have linked technology with writing codes or the ICT part of that. We are sector agnostic, like I mentioned. We back any sector. I usually give an example with Uber. Uber is just Kabu that added innovation, and now people sit from their phones and book it. So that was the technology they added to the Kabu. Hence, it became an innovative thing. Of our current portfolio, we have something that I think is relatable to a lot of people. Most likely, maybe the female audience. So there's a thrift startup amongst one of our portfolios from our previous startups that we backed. They do thrifting, which is usually what people call bend down select. So
second hand.
So that could literally just be a regular WhatsApp business, but they added innovation to it. They listed it on a blockchain platform. Hence, now they get to sell on a global scale across board. They still go through like maybe the regular process of having to get the bills or whatever. We don't know how that process is. But now, because of the technology they added, they have a wider market, a wider audience. They are easy to track sales and monitor all of this. So that's why we say technology helps you scale and simplify the process. Also, we saw something like that also in one of our entries, somebody that wants to do something similar but with footwear. So like I said, it doesn't have to be till you write the best code, but at the same time, you might need to have a team. You have an idea. This is what it is. It might be unorthodox. It might not relate to anything. But now, who is that team that is going to add that volume, element of technology to it? Hence, if you have that team, fine. If you don't have that team, our Talent Academy pairs you with that team in order for, because at the end of the day, you need a team in order to build a successful product.
Very true. Yeah. Very, very true.
And it creates employment around board. Instead of one person just doing one thing, then now you have multiple people earning revenue off it and carries the youth along. So.
But doing all of this, how does it make you feel?
Okay, so
I'm curious, like, how does it make you feel looking at the considering the fact that, okay, time and time again, even though I don't agree with this school of thought, people always point fingers towards the government every time.
Yeah.
Government do this, government do this, government do everything. In as much as it is the government's responsibility to provide for the populace and whatnot, established, we understand that. But moving beyond the government, I always believe that you can't leave everything for the government. Yes, they are responsible for majority of the things that should be taken care of, but for you as a person, a young man of your standing, what's the feeling like when you work with this youth and you see that, oh fine, thanks to your platform, people have moved from point A to point Z in terms of their business, in terms of their exposure, in terms of their experience, in terms of their revenue generation, things like that. But for you as a person, and as speaking on behalf of your team, what feeling do you get when you think about stuff like this?
So I think it's a satisfactory feeling, because for the most part of it, like you mentioned, yes, everything, a lot of people hinge a lot of things to the government. But I always say this, we need to build smaller cells around ourselves to empower ourselves. And then whatever the government does from an enabling environment point of view, then it just adds as an extra springboard. And if you look at a couple startups that started off early, they didn't really wait for the government or VC firms or stuff like that, because I like to also add, we are one of the pioneer VC firms that are focused in northern Nigeria. So for the ones that were already, that came into Nigeria and focused mostly within Lagos and the likes of it, they didn't wait, they tried to do it, they did it, and then you got to see startups like Flutterwave, Paystack, that went on to be unicorns. Unicorns is a fairy tale animal, hence in startup world, it's kind of a fairy tale for you to be a company that does $1 billion, that is valued at $1 billion. So they went on to be unicorns, and they didn't wait. And because of that, I feel like the government announcing that this is a new industry that is generating, adding to the GDP, and they are now launching initiatives to make it more enabling. So we just try to do what we can do from a position of, we want to empower people, we want to build independent people, and we want to see a lot of ideas come to life. Because we can build, I used to be a founder, so I built a couple products, solved a couple things, but I got to the point where I figured I can't build as much as I would like to build. Time, age, and a lot of that, and I like to retire.
Responsibilities.
I like to retire early also. So I just decided the only way to be involved is to set up all the infrastructure that I didn't have when I was building, from a space to the team that could work, talent team, to also the financing. So when we set that whole pipeline up, then you get to see a lot of ideas that outlive you come in and get funded, and people get empowered. And
Permit me to talk about something. This isn't necessarily what we'll be talking about, but it has come up time and time again within this space of just this conversation. Having a team, an efficient team. Now, I've seen a lot of people in Kaduna State, especially the young ones, who have great, phenomenal ideas. You know, mind-blowing ideas. If you sit down and talk to them, I'd be like, whoa. Now, Niger guy, you'd be I'm more Kaduna, and a Kaduna idea and all of that. But I have repeatedly seeing the lack of team spirit in terms of this ideologies being put into reality.
Yeah.
And I would like you to speak about the importance of having a team, working as a team, how efficient can a team be, the advantages, even though there might be disadvantages as well. But from your point of view, I'd like to know, how important is it for our youths who are entrepreneurs with beautiful, great minds and great ideas, how important would you say it is to have a team? Because, like I said, in most cases, you have the people with the ideas. The guy with the idea is the same person who is doing the paperwork. He's the one going for all the meetings. Yeah. Or she's the one. Yeah, she's the one handling all the social media platforms. She's the one doing bookkeeping and account. Yeah, yeah. All of these things, like one person handling everything, which can be good, but I believe there's a limit to it. So I'd like you to speak about it. And if there are limits, what are they? Or if there are none, tell us.
I'm trying to think of a proverb. It might be an original proverb. I don't think a forest is called a forest because it has one tree.
Word.
That might be an original. Don't quote me though. Mm. So yeah, the most important thing is that for you to have a team is very important, because you can't do everything at the same time. Even if you feel you can, you get burnt out. You can only do as much for as much time. So you need to find people that align with your ideology, your mindset, and your vision, and try to create a reward system. Because I feel like, for the most part, a lot of people shy away from a team because maybe they don't want to have their returns or their profit diluted, or they don't want to have to share their profit with anybody, or they feel like, oh, it won't be only me that is being called CEO. If you notice, the title you called me wasn't that, because I feel like a lot of people are so focused on a title as to the value that can be created and as well as the product they are really building to that. So getting a team is very important. You need to find people that have your vision, mindset, and try and deliver on all of these, so that you people can build something really unique together and great.
All right, in case you just tuned in, the program is Kaduna Together for Peace, proudly brought to you by Action Aid Nigeria and in collaboration with Global Peace Development. Today, we're just trying to walk around, you know, capacity building in youth development here in Kaduna State, but we're looking at it beyond just capacity building. We're coming from the perspective of the importance of technology and ICT in youth development and capacity building. We've been here with Mr. Oluwajimi Akin today. He is the CTO of the SCARP company here in Kaduna. There are a lot of things, but they're just a body of young minds who provide venture capital for a lot of people here in Kaduna State, even though a lot of Kaduna people do not know about it. So, Jimmy, I'm sure our teaming youth would like to look up the company, and also, since the accelerator program would soon come up, those who believe that they have what it takes to work with your establishment and receive the funding, the exposure, the knowledge, and the partnership, all that you guys bring to the table. How can our teaming youth in Kaduna State look up the SCARP company and have more details beyond this conversation that we're having now?
Okay, so yeah, we're across all social media. We have a web platform and then contact number. So I think I'll just call that out.
Okay.
Social media, you can look us up at the SCART community. That shows all the things we do to be more enticing to the youth to come out. We have a second page, which is the SCART group. That's more of a professional space. SCART is spelled S-C-A-T-H, so D-T-H-E. Then SCATH if you're going with community, so the SCART community or the SCART group. For website, the same thing, www.thescartgroup.com. Like I said, SCART is spelled SCATH, so THE, then SCART, SCATH, then group, GROUP. And then for phone number, that would be 08099414375. I'll take it again, 08099414375. You can reach us on call or WhatsApp with that number. So yeah.
So this information that we just put out there is for the numerous entrepreneurs that we have here in Kaduna. So many great minds, but I'm trying to prefer different solutions for different things here in Kaduna. And from everything that we've spoken about with Mr. Oluwajimi, it's clear that what they handle is beyond technology. So even if it comes to the point where what you sell is what we refer to as Okrika, it's not limited to people in the tech space. If you can package and
innovate around it, is the word.
Be innovative around your Okrika. I'm using Okrika, which is bent down, because here today he spoke to us about an establishment that was tailored towards providing Okrika services, but the people or the mind around it were innovative enough to give it a tech a tech field, and it has expanded their growth beyond their imagination. Well, but at this point, I just have to thank you, Mr. Jimmy. I appreciate you, first of all, for what you're doing here in Kaduna State, because I remember last week I asked you why Kaduna State. And I would still love to ask you that question, but we're way out of time. But the fact that your establishment is here in Kaduna, regardless of the fact that a lot of people don't know about you guys, but the fact that you guys provide this life-changing opportunities for the youth here in Kaduna State, on behalf of all of us in Kaduna, we want to appreciate you and your establishment. And I can't help but pray that things only get better for you guys, because the more it gets better for you guys, I want to believe that it will rub off on a lot more youth here in Kaduna.
Yeah, that's true. So at the same time, like you say, a lot of people don't know, but we don't want a lot of people to rush us too much. We call our fund one, and we're going to raise the new fund. So our current fund one is a $10 million fund one. We are trying to see how we
spread. I like the way you see $10 million, like you're just saying it.
So we're trying to see how to spread it across a couple startups, not just based in Kaduna but Northern Nigeria and beyond. We write check size of $50,000 for an average equity of 7.5%. We are still trying to complete the raise of our fund. So at the same time, like I said, we don't want people to over rush us, but if you have those ideas, rush us with it. Even if you miss out on this cohort, we can always cycle back to other cohorts and all of it. And we are building for the youth. Like he said, it's not tailored to software. Just build something impactful, solve a problem, add innovation to it.
All right. At this point, we just have to draw the curtain here today. It's been a beautiful conversation. Thank you very much, Mr. Oluwa Jimmy. I came today for making our time here to discuss with us and just shed a little light on what you do and what your establishment is all about. If you just tuned in, the program is or has been Kaduna Together for Peace. We're rounding up right now. We'll be back here next week, Thursday, 5:30 p.m. for another edition of the program Kaduna Together for Peace, which comes to you every Thursday, 5:30, proudly brought to you by ActionAid Nigeria in collaboration with Global Peace Development. I am Morpheus Mejo Idoko. Thank you very much for your time, and be sure to remain victorious.